Hi, best friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Jack's Head by Siggy Shade, not Headless Horseman.
It is
It
not Headless Horseman.
I don't know what we were on. Like, we knew it was about the Headless Horseman. It's called Jack's Head. You know
Which is
what?
hilarious because he actually does not have one.
He does not have a head. So we will kick things off like we always do. I'll read the description on Goodreads. Everyone knows never to venture out on the night of Halloween. The headless horseman haunts the roads looking for his next victim. But when my fiance does the unthinkable, I storm out in my car and run into headless Jack. Jack gives me a, if I can satisfy his desires, he'll let me life. Okay.
Oh,
So that's what it says. But what she means is Jack gives her an ultimatum. Like, if she can satisfy him, he'll let her live. Fail, and I'll lose my head. It's going to be a long, hard night. Well, if that's not a sign about how this novella is
and that made
written.
it into the final copy.
Yeah, it sure did. What would you rate this?
Like a 6.9
Nice.
nice out of 10. Because what a little fucking freak Siggy Shade is. This is the I keep reading them and I keep hoping they're gonna be good.
Yeah.
And they're not bad, but like I did have to draw a line with this one because like what wasn't on my bingo card this year? Pony Play.
Pony play.
It was not even in the realm of possibility for me.
I had
Yeah.
truly never even heard of such a thing, which is
Me
like,
either.
if you can dream it, I'm sure it exists.
Yeah.
So I guess my mind has just never once drifted in that
Maybe
direction.
I've limited my imagination, but
Yeah, I think, yeah, we should be a little more open-minded. That'll be our New Year's resolution.
yeah.
I agree. I rated it similarly, like a 6.7 out of 10, because like it was not good. However, I was entertained. I had a good time, and it was fine for what it was because,
It
I
was
mean,
a
what is it? A
hundred
hundred,
pages.
yeah, 100 pages. Guys, we read it in like 40 minutes.
It's
Like,
chump change.
yeah. So I was entertained, and for that reason, it was a solid read.
Yeah, what? I've rated things way lower, so
Yeah, we sure have. Because
truthfully.
you know what? Siggy Shade sticks to novellas because she knows not to overdo it. She's like,
The people
at a
can't
certain
handle this
point,
much.
exactly. Like, at a certain point, whenever it's this is the content and you like draw it out, then that's where things start to go really wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what Den of Vipers was.
And that's how you that you're gonna that's gonna get you a one-way card to jail. Straight
Yeah.
to jail.
Straight to jail. The police are going to use that as evidence.
Yeah. Let's talk about some little characters in this book.
Starting with Bess,
The wild beings that they
the
are.
male character. Bess, honestly,
She's a victim.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I kind of, well, I guess the end, at the end, it's like, okay, I guess she is happy and having a good time. But like, starting
Truly.
with that night, like the beginning of that night, I was like,
Yeah.
oh, like one thing after another. Like, she got betrayed by her fiance, like sexually harassed and assaulted by his pervy uncles, and
Like,
then attacked by a
truly,
ghost.
nothing could have prepared me for the beginning of the book because I was a little excited. I was like, oh, she likes role play about books. Like, that's cool. And they dressed up for it. Dope. And
Yeah.
then all of a sudden, there's these fucking, like, old men with tiny wieners that just,
Literally.
like, literally, yeah, I'm not even being, like, gross here, that step out and they're like, yeah. If you want any part of this fucking company, you gotta suck this old man dick. And I'm
And
like,
she was like,
what?
I did not ask for it, actually. I was just trying to get married to someone who I thought loved me.
I had a physical reaction to that.
I did too. And then same later on in the book with the sheriff, he like tries to assault her too.
Yeah.
I was
And
like,
like,
oh my God.
William's just out here pimping her out constantly. He was like, Sheriff, we can make this all go away. She's got the mouth of angels. And it's like, dude, read the fucking room. Like,
Yeah.
she's clearly not going to do this.
I
Like, how many times does she have to say no?
don't think he cared about her
I
saying
don't think
no.
he
I
did
think,
either.
unfortunately, yeah, I feel really bad for her.
And like the fact that he was like, you're being really selfish right now, Bess. You know, you're really ruining my career.
Yes, that's exactly how that went. And I was like, girl, dump him. And she did.
And
She
she did. Good
did
for her.
dump him
Great for her.
immediately.
She really leaned right into the whole situation, though. Like, upon meeting Jack, and he was like, yeah, you want to make it out of here alive? Like, you've got to satisfy my needs. And she's like, well, this is a different scenario somehow. And yeah, I'll do it.
You know what's funny about that is I think she even had the thought that she was like, huh, it's interesting because.
I was actually just faced with this.
Yeah, but she was like, I like it this way because I'm saying yes. And but I mean, it was
But
like
she
at the
also was
threat
like,
of being
die or,
murdered.
yeah. So,
Yeah,
like,
so you were still coerced. But speaking of, let's talk about Jack a little bit.
yeah.
He was really scary to start with, like really scary. Whenever he like chops the top of her car like with a giant axe
Yeah.
and like the top of her car is just being peeled off. I was like, oh my God, like this is genuinely so scary.
Okay, but just imagine like how, first of all, how scary that scene is. It's like you're driving home, your home is not far from where you are, and then all of a sudden it turns into like something straight out of like Ichabod Crane, like a
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow tale, and this man just appears with zero head,
Yeah.
no head,
Pumpkin head.
double-headed axe, just attack. Like that would ruin my life.
And he's like really large too.
Yeah, he's a bit, and his horse is scary.
Yeah, the horse is also very large. I do want to know, like, I was a little confused about the dialect that he spoke in because, like, sometimes it's like, yeah, it feels like he's from 300 years ago because he would be like, time's a wastin', and he called her a wanton wench. But then he would say things like, good girl, and you like that. And I was like, what?
Well, and I'm like, what time period did you come from where you were learning such wild acts in
Yeah.
of sexual nature?
Pony
Like,
play.
you are dead, okay? And you come back once a year and you're like, yeah, we had horsetail butt plugs back
Yeah,
in
back in my day.
1584. Like, for
Yeah, like.
sure. Like,
Be so fucking for real.
no,
You
you
did not.
didn't.
You did
Where'd
not.
you get those?
Yeah, like I would buy like they were getting freaky with the axe handles and whatnot.
Yeah,
Probably.
okay. Yeah,
Someone
for
did
sure.
that.
But I did draw the line
At the butt
at
plugs.
the butt plugs. Like, where did we come up with this?
Yeah, it's not like you had a Cirillas back then.
I can't appreciate that he did shoot a shot, though, you know? Like,
Yeah.
he lives once a year. Like, yeah, you might as well live it up.
Yeah.
And
And
he
it
did.
worked.
He
He was
said
like,
he
I'm
would.
either gonna kill you
He was
or
like, or,
hear me
you know, like.
out.
We can see where this night takes us.
Yeah, kind of hated him at first. And then,
Still didn't really like him that much, but
yeah, he got better, I guess. Like, whenever you were like, oh, he has feelings, then
like, I
it
am
was
glad
nice.
he got his happy ending.
Yeah, same. Because Bess deserved a happy ending. And she's who I
Yeah,
really care about here.
for sure. Okay, and then we have William, who's a little rat, little dirty rat.
Truly little rat man. Whenever she, at the beginning, obviously, she was like floored that he would do anything so vile as try to like coerce her into sleeping with his uncles. And she was like, well, he's never showed any signs of being abusive before. Like, this is crazy. And then at one point, I think it's like right around that same time, she like implied that he like told her she's not hot before.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, now that
Yeah.
does sound abusive.
He was like, well, you're not the prettiest, but you make up for it being like stellar in bed. And she was like, fuck yeah. I'm a
Yeah.
good lay.
Yeah. She's like, that's, oh, he loves me.
She's
No.
like, yeah, for sure.
There were
And then,
signs.
yeah, it's like the red flags were just a pouring in, and you chose to ignore those. And that's truly on you. But I do hope his soul stays forever in the little coins. That really didn't have a huge impact on this story. I would like to know more about the coins,
In the gold doubloons.
the doubloons. And then last but not least, we had the pervert uncles.
And we can lump the pervert uncles in with the pervert
Oh my
sheriff,
God.
because they all have the same fate. They all get their souls like stolen.
They truly did come out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, because I was like you too at the beginning. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, like
Like, this is
they're gonna
great.
role play.
I'm like, he's the headless horseman?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then we got blindsided. Yeah, that's the
Oh man.
characters.
Okay. So we got some thoughts and concerns about this very short book.
Mostly concerns.
First of all, I won't stop talking about pony play, and I would like to just draw some more attention to this really quick
Yeah.
because, again, I'd never heard of it before. I don't want to know more, but it's like a morbid curiosity at this point, like
Yeah.
where it came from. And I know there's a club out there for this, like
Well, you know what it reminds me of? And I know it's not the same
bronies.
thing. Well, I was gonna say, like, when people pretend to be horses and like hurdle over the things.
Oh, what's that called?
I can't remember.
It'll come to me. Anyway, but what is that called?
Let me
Hobby
Google it.
horsing.
Hobby horsing, it
Hobby
reminds me of
horsing.
that. And I know it's not the same thing.
Mixed with like being a furry.
Yeah.
I know, well, those furries, they've got just tail butt plugs in all the time. Yeah, no, that's where it derived from. Siggy Shade's a furry, and she subjected all of this to us, and I don't like it. In conclusion.
Here's my extended concerns that branch off of this, okay? And
Okay.
I've kept this a secret from you so that you can just.
Oh my God.
So here's my thought process. If he's into pretending that his sexual partner is a horse, I need to know, is his actual ghost horse safe?
Yeah, it's like, did he fuck a horse?
Do I need to call PETA?
Because,
Because I have, well, first of all, would PETA even care about a ghost horse because it's already dead?
yeah,
But
they only fuck the living.
there was a moment whenever she was being a pony, quote unquote, a pony, and he was like parading her past like the horse in the stables, and the horse like looked like gave her a look, like gave her a judgmental look, and I said, "Is that horse jealous?"
Well, no, because at the beginning, do you remember when I don't remember what he said, but she's like, "I'm not fucking your horse." She's like, "I'm sorry,
Yeah.
that's where I draw the line." And he was basically like, "Not tonight." And I was like, "Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like,
And
wait a minute."
if he did have sexual relations with that ghost horse, whenever he became like human and like possessed the body of William, then the ghost horse is just alone now. Like
Yeah.
forever.
That's sad.
And that ghost horse was in love with that man.
He knew nothing else.
Now I'm upset for multiple
Did
reasons.
they hang the horse with him? How did he acquire the
Did you
ghost
get the
horse?
ghost horse?
Because
And why were you fucking
he was hanged, right?
it? That's why he's got no head.
Yeah, and it's like, how, where did he come from? Where'd you find him?
I
Was it a
don't
gift?
know.
In hell, did you figure out this is what you like? Probably, actually. He
Oh,
learned that shit in hell.
and he was like, "You're coming to Earth with me."
Yeah, in one of the circles there for lust. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So the
That,
horse
there
is
it
just
is.
a demon that looks like a horse, maybe.
I'm choosing to believe that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's not actually an animal. It is supernatural,
It's a
so that will give me some peace.
Ooh.
But I really, really hated everything about it.
Yeah,
I'm
I
not gonna
didn't
lie
like
to you.
that. And I didn't like that you shed light on that either.
Was like, that horse is jealous.
another thing that I thought I found to be very like concerning was that at the end of the book, he was like, "I'm gonna take over William's body. Is that cool?" And she was like, "Fuck yeah, like I already thought he was hot." And it's
Yeah.
like, okay, that man like also just tried to like pimp you out to his uncles and also the sheriff. And so I feel like I would find it very hard to like look at that every day.
Yeah, I guess she doesn't process trauma the way a
And
lot of people do.
I guess he slowly did start to like look like the person she saw in the pumpkin's eye at one point in time, but
Yeah, which is also odd because like these people around him aren't like, what the hell? Why does he look different?
yeah, that was another thing, is that how did they get away with this?
I don't know. Everyone's like, yeah, that's William.
Like, ah, William, your plastic surgeon is doing wonders for you.
Yeah, like you just look completely different and have a completely different personality, but.
Well, and she was like, yeah, we've really separated ourselves from his old friends. It's like, okay, you're filthy rich. Like, people know what you look like. You throw lavish
Yeah.
parties.
He's the Gatsby of their little town.
Yeah, so that seemed, out of everything, this is the most unbelievable.
Yeah. What another wild thing about that is like whenever he does take over William's body, he also like his penis gets bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like, okay, now we're just making things up. Like, okay,
come on, Siggy.
let's be realistic here. I didn't love how they're just like popping out babies at the end
Kind
there.
of
That's
wild.
weird, right?
It's weird.
Like, that man's not alive.
You don't know this ghost man that well, and you're just having his children.
Yeah, within seven, like two kids within
Yeah,
7 years.
like some Irish
Ooh.
twins.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, agreed.
His pumpkin head was wildly off-putting to me, but like no form he took was enough for me.
Yeah, he's scary.
I was really hoping, like at one point, because he was like, I steal someone's face every year, and I was like, hell yeah, I hope he's hot. And then he
And
was like, not this year though, because I'm trying to be a good boy and go to heaven. And so he's just like, this pumpkin will have to do. And it was
this,
like monstrously large.
and he using the pumpkin head produced like pumpkin spice lubricant
Yeah.
for their encounters. And
Yeah.
that's not the only thing that's wild. He also like used the flames in the pumpkin head to like sterilize the axe before he used it as a dildo.
I know. When he's like, let me just shove this in my mouth really quick. I was just like, what? This bitch is clean now.
Wild how like I guess that was very considerate of him though. But it's wild that he wanted to use like every weapon that he owned as a sex toy.
Yeah.
Because the pistols were too much. They were
That
scary.
was it was very scary. And it's like we read Haunting Adeline. Like, this is nothing new. It's the fact that it was two of them and that they were both like double-barreled. And it made me hurt a little bit.
It was scary. I mean, I was
It was
scared when I read
spooky.
Haunting Adeline too, though, I'm not
I
gonna
was
lie.
terrified when I read this.
That you know what's funny? This is such a tangent, but do you remember like whenever, because you read Haunting Adeline before me
Yeah.
and you were like, I'm reading this book. It's genuinely like freaking me out. It's a stalker and like and you were like, I have to tell you, like he used a gun on her. And I was like, what's the name of
And she's
the
like, oh, that's so fucking
And then
crazy
I
that I
read
hope they catch that pervert. And then she like asked for the name of the book.
I'm like, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I was intrigued.
It was a great book.
It was good. Yeah,
It's
and
a great,
the
it's a
second
good
book was
book.
really scary too. For different
For
reasons.
like real life reasons.
Yeah. It's a very polarizing read for
You can head
sure.
on back to like our first season of doing this to read Haunting Adeline.
Yes, we have done those before, so please go take a listen if that sounds like it's up your alley.
If you like that. What else? What else? Oh, tell us about these words.
Oh, okay. So the very first thing that like I want to talk about is she at one point says part of me wanted a mouthful of jism, and I was like, is that like, but
It's not
I don't
a
dare Google it, you know what I
word.
mean, but I'm like, is that jizz?
It must be, and that was just her super special way of saying it.
But I'm like, where is that slang? Maybe she's not from the US because I don't know. I've never heard that.
That was to trick poor souls into Googling that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not Googling that one. But I had a running list of words that just like upset me while I was reading. I'm just gonna read them out loud to you so you all have to suffer. So, in no particular order, spunk, milady, rump, comely, meaty, strumpet, nub.
Every time I see the word strumpet, it reminds me of poppet, and I know they're not the same, but like to me they're synonymous.
They sound very similar. I think a poppet is like sweet though, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna be like, someone's gonna correct
I
us.
could not even begin to tell you what that means.
Yeah, tell us if we're wrong. We'd love to hear from you at
It's a
thesisterswarden@gmail.com. But
strumpet.
the way I understand it is that a strumpet is like an insult of
Yeah,
some
no,
sort,
for sure. Nothing he called her was endearing.
and then a poppet is like a cute little, like a term of endearment.
Strumpet is a woman. Oh, it's a hoe.
A
A woman who has many casual sexual encounters or relationships, a female prostitute.
hoe. Okay. What is a poppet then? We're just gonna look it up. A poppet is an endearingly
Puppet.
sweet or pretty child. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I knew
So they're a
it.
little different.
Yeah, they're different
They're
for
not the
sure.
same. Out of all those, I think Spunk it should be on she should be on a watch list, I think, for that term.
Yeah, I would rather her just use the word jism.
Yeah, I'll take Jism over Spunk in that context.
Agreed. And I don't know what other context you'd be using either of those in.
Like Spunky. She's like Spunky.
Yeah, but I never say that either. I don't like
No, because you shouldn't,
that.
because it's an illegal word.
And the other thing that was like, okay, so speaking of all those words, like this book was very vulgar. Like, I think we all know that. And it was just so funny because, like, the whole book's been vulgar. And then he, like, trauma dumps on her about, like, how he went to hell. And she hits him with the, gosh, that sounds awful. And when she said the word
Gee,
gosh,
mister.
I was so done. I was like, you cannot be fucking serious right now. Gosh.
Like, not even a what the fuck?
Not
Like,
even a what the fuck. No. Golly
he's just
gee.
like, golly,
Gee
that
willikers, mister.
stinks.
But I did actually like that he possessed her fiance, by the
Oh,
way. I forgot
really?
to say that. Yeah, because I thought that was
Yeah,
kind of
okay.
metal.
Yeah, that was like a very alpha male move. You
Yeah,
know?
that was
Yeah, like
pretty.
establish your dominance, I guess.
That was pretty alpha sigma, as the kids say.
That'll show him.
That'll learn him.
He's like, I'm gonna grow old in your body, bitch.
Because you don't deserve
You
it.
get to live amongst these little coins. I do have one singular discussion question
Let's hear
because, again, there's not a lot to pull from 100 pages of nonsense.
Yeah, true.
Would you fuck the headless horseman for $1 million worth of doubloons?
Yeah, I believe that I would.
Yeah, I would too.
$1 million?
That's a lot of dollars.
I'm gonna say, like, the list of things that I wouldn't do is much smaller than the list of things that I would do for $1 million.
That's fair.
Because, like, there would
I
have to
could
be
do a
some
lot with $1 million.
major major lines would have to be crossed. The only thing I would not do for like any amount of money is like harm someone. But like, yeah, like I
Like
would
fatally or just in general?
fatally.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like break someone's bone or something. They'll be
Yeah.
fine. They'll be
Like
fine.
I'd maim somebody for $1 million.
I would split the money with them. I would be like, listen.
You can have some,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, not 50-50. I wouldn't tell them how much I
yeah,
was
I've got to
getting.
break all of your
I would
fingers.
make them think that like $100,000 of it was
Oh
theirs
my
and that
God,
it's
like
an
we're the
even split.
Millers.
Yes, exactly like
You guys are
that.
getting
I'd be
paid.
like, just let me break your arm.
Don't be a bitch.
And you know what? I think I would let someone break my arm for $100,000. So really,
Oh,
like,
see,
it's I would
I
let
draw
them.
the line at it being myself.
No, like
Because I'm
$100,000. It's
selfish.
just an arm.
Oh, it hurts so bad. And you know what? In this economy, it's gonna be $100,000 to get my arm fixed, okay?
Wait a second. No.
So
When I broke my leg, it was like a few
I do
thousand
have
for surgery.
insurance, but
Yeah.
still, like I don't wanna waste money on fixing it.
You'd be fine. In
But
conclusion, yes.
that does wrap up this book, this little treat, to kick off Well, no, we're in the midst of spooky season.
Oh yeah, we've been spooked already.
We're deep in the middle of it. But join us next week as we discuss the second book in the Devil's Night series, Hideaway by Penelope Douglas.
And the week after, we are discussing My Evil Mother by Margaret Atwood. It's a short story. So it'll be kind of like a mini-sode. Go ahead, get started on Hideaway if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.